It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you, Mr. Computer. KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
clicking on links in unsolicited emails or on social media posts could leave you with no money and no product. That's why the Better Business Bureau issued a warning to parents about scammers targeting back-to-school shoppers. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Alpine School District has temporarily restricted access to 52 books in the school libraries. Students will have to have parental permission to check them out. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That remains northbound I-15 in Davis County, where an earlier vehicle fire and roadside fire crew still on the scene, northbound at 2300 North in Sunset. All lanes of travel are open, but you still have backups into Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the low 90s with thunderstorm chances extended through the next couple of days. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 88 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he personally approved the warrant that allowed FBI agents to search former President Trump's Florida home this week.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing.
ABC's chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl.
He was under intense pressure to say something about this, given the highly unusual situation we are in of a former president being apparently the subject of a criminal investigation, or at the very least, the subject of a search warrant.
Garland also says that he will ask a judge to unseal the warrant, which he says will prove that the raid was not politically motivated. But there are growing calls among Republicans on Capitol Hill for an investigation into the raid. Some are calling for Garland to step down. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Attorney General is filing a motion to ban all abortions in Utah immediately. The abortion trigger law is now paused because the court is considering whether it's legal. Defense attorney and legal analyst Greg Skordas is a host of KSL at Night. He told Utah's New News about the next steps in this case.
We don't usually see what we call interlocutory appeals. It's effectively an appeal to appeal something that's happening immediately. Usually you wait until a case is over and it's resolved and you appeal the final decision. An interlocutory appeal is to appeal an interim decision, which are very rare, and they're rarely granted. So what we'll do is exactly what you just said. We'll wait and see if the Supreme Court even wants to hear this, and if they do, what they'll do and whether they'll act on this.
Any idea how soon they could make a decision?
I think that interlocutory appeals are designed to be heard fairly quickly, and it's just a petition right now. So the Supreme Court can say, no, we're not going to hear this, or they'll say, we will. If they do decide to hear it, we'll probably know that in the next week or two, and then they'll probably give each party a pretty short leash on filing their various briefs and say, look, you know, both sides need to get their petitions in within 30 days, and then we'll make a decision.
Is this something that you find unusual, this action by the state?
Our interlocutory appeals are pretty unusual. We don't usually see them. They're rarely asked for, and they're even more rarely granted. But in this case, it's a pretty extreme case. I mean, the law is that the court has decided that a law that was passed by the legislature is not legal, not constitutional. And while we're arguing the merits of that, we don't know what's going to happen with the law. We don't know whether it goes into effect in the meantime or whether it doesn't go into effect. And so, yeah, it's a little bit unusual, but we'll see what the Supreme Court decides to do.
speaking with Greg Skordas about the Utah Attorney General filing a motion to ban all abortion in Utah immediately.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.